Tonight, Daf is Daf Chaf Zayin. We got to the three lines down in Chaf Zayin. I'm in Aleph. The Gemara says as follows: Darish Bar Kapara Ma'idich. What does the pasuk mean when it says Vayisrof as Beis Hashem? Pasukim Lachem Beis, and he burnt. It's referring to Rashi says Nivu Zadradon. What does it mean Vayisrof as Beis Hashem as Beis Hamelch? Veis Kol Bate Yushalayim as Kol Beis Gadol. Saraf Beish. So the Gemara Darshins, Bar Kabar Darshins, Beis Hashem, Ze Beis HaMikdash, he burned the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMelech, Elu Paltaran Shalmelech, that refers to the palaces of the king. Then it says, Ves Kol Beis Yushalayim, Kimashman, the way it's the simple understanding of the houses of Yushalayim. Ves Kol Beis Gadol, so what's Beis Gadol, Saraf Beish? So this is a machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lavi, Rabbi Shuben Levi, and that's why I brought the sugi here, because yesterday's discussion, Chadamar Mokom Shemegalim Bo Torah, Vachadamar Mokom Shemegalim Bo Trila. Is a Beis Gadol referring to a Beis Medjish, or is it referring to a Beis Knesset? So what's the debate? So Man Damar Torah refers to the Beis Torah, a Beis Medjish. So Dechsiv Hashem Chavetz Laman Tzidko Yagdil Torah V'yadir. So we see Lashon Gedula in the context of Torah. So Beis Gadol is a reference to the Beis Medjish. But Man Damar, the one who holds that a Beis Gadol is a Makom Tvila, Dechsiv, the Pasuk says, Safrana HaGadolos HaShe Asa Elisha. So tell of the great things that Elisha did. What did Elisha do? Ve'Elisha David Berachma Hu David. He davened. Rachma means Rachmim, davening. He davened. So that's the debate. Which Pasuk is this referring to? Beis Gadol. So the Gemara says, Testain, let's conclude that the Rabbi Shuben Levi, who damar makum shemegalim bo Torah, he's the one behind the opinion that thinks it was a makum Torah, the Lashon Gedula, because we know from yesterday's daf, damar Rabbi Shuben Levi, beis haknesses mutar laso, so beis hamedrash. You could change a shul into a beis medrash because beis medrash has more kedusha. That's called a beis gadol shmamina. Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah of Amachor Torah Lo Yikchol Svarim. You can't downgrade. You can't go from a Sefer Torah to sell for a Nevi'im, Ksuvim, and downward. That would be Usr. So asks the Gemara, I think we had this discussion yesterday, someone asked this question. Ibari Lahu, Mao Limchor Sefer Torah Yashan Likach Bo Chadash. Could you sell an old Sefer Torah to upgrade to a newer Sefer Torah? Kevin de lo mali lei, Usr, since it's not an elevation of Kedusha, it should be prohibited. Oh, Dilmar, perhaps, Kevin Deleka, Laluye, Lave, Achrina, Shaper Dami. Or do we say, since there's no other way to go higher than that, so then you would able to go, you can trade and swap if they're the same level Kedusha. That's the suffix of the Gemara. Is it permitted to exchange for a newer Sefer Torah, or is it prohibited?
Didn't we discuss already that you could do it on the same level with other things?
No. You asked that question, so I thought the answer, what I thought, but the Gemara is now addressing your question, and see if I'm right. I thought you would be permitted to. Let's see what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, Tashma ava machro Torah lo yikhu svarm. You can't sell a Sefer Torah for the Nach. Svarm hudlo. You can downgrade it to the Svarim, but ha Torah b'Torah shaper dummy. But to sell for the same type, Torah for Torah, that would be permitted, shaper dummy. So Mas Gemara says, so therefore it's a raya that you're allowed to exchange it. The Gemara says, no, Mas Nisan in Dieved, that song of Bidieved, had a person done that, so it's considered a good sale, but ki kamibailon lichachila. Our question is, lichachila, are you allowed to make such a sale? So Gemara says, no yet. So Gemara tries to bring a raya, Tashma Golulin Sefer Torah bimat pachos chumshin, the chumshin bimat pachos nevim ksuvim. You could wrap a Sefer Torah with a cover that's used for chumash because you're elevating it. So if I have the chumash that had a certain cover, I could take that cover and put it onto Sefer Torah. That's elevating the status of that cover, and that's permitted. What you can't do is, though, aval lo nevim ksuvim mitpachos chumashim. You cannot use the cover of a chumash and use it to wrap in the nevim ksuvim. That's downgrading the covers. And v'lo chumashim b'matpachos Sefer Torah, you can't use a cover of a Sefer Torah to wrap a chumash. Now, a chumash, again, is the individual svarim that are written on a klaf. So, k'tani mias, we does say, golin Sefer Torah b'matpachos chumashim. You can use the covers of a chumash to wrap a Sefer Torah. So, Gemara is medayik, mitpachos chumashim in, mitapchos Sefer Torah low. You can only use something that's lower to a chumash to a Sefer Torah, but a Sefer Torah to another Sefer Torah, the Gemara tries to infer that would be aser. So the Gemara says, "Ve'ima Sefer." Look at the Sefer though. The Sefer says, "V'lo chumashin b'matpachos Sefer Torah." You can't use a chumash. You can't use the covers of a Sefer Torah for chumash. That implies, but a Torah, shaper dummy. But a Torah for another Torah cover, that would be permitted. So we have two opposite implications from the Mishnah, and the Gemara says, therefore, elam yahal leka lamash mishma mineh. We cannot conclude anything from our Mishnah. It's not a proof. Gemara now says, Tashma manichin sefer Torah agave Torah. You could place a sefer Torah on top of another Torah, and you could place a Torah on top of agave chumshin, the chumshin agave neviim, the ksuvim. So you could place the higher kedusha on top of the lesser kedusha. What you can't do is about lo neviim ksuvim agave chumashim, and you can't put lo chumshin agave Torah. So the Gemara says, we see clearly from here, so but a sefer Torah on top of a sefer Torah is permitted. So we view this into the same kedusha. So too, you could sell an old sefer Torah for a new sefer Torah. The Gemara answers, no, hanacha kamris, shiny hanacha de la efshir. Hanacha is different. When it comes to selling, maybe you can't sell one sefer Torah for another, but for hanacha, that is permitted. It's a different halacha. Why? I think someone made this far the other night. De efshar, there's the de lo temahach, if you don't allow one sefer Torah to be on top of another sefer Torah, see, di lo temahachi, michach heche karichinan. How are you ever able to roll a sefer Torah? Va'ka yosef dapa achavri, you know, Parshas Bereishis is on top of Noach, and Noach is on top of Lechacha. So how is that permitted? So ela kevan the dila efshar, shari. So since it's impossible, you obviously have to wrap the sefer, roll the sefer Torah in some way. Hachanami kevan the dila efshar shari. Here too as well, since it's impossible, it's permitted as well. So what's the impossibility here with our two sefer Torah though? Why is this makom lo efshar? So they were explaining here is based on the Tosfos Chachmei Anglia, one of the Bali Tosfos. He says the way they had it in the Aron, they would be lined up one on top of the next. That's how they kept it. Yeah, yeah. So since I don't know why it wasn't vertical, but they were horizontal for some reason, so there's no other way to fit it in. So if that's the type of Aron you have, that's Makom Lefshar. Now it's sound like it's better to avoid it if possible, but if it is impossible, then you're allowed to lay them on top of each other. So anyways, the whole halacha and havanacha is a completely different story.
Okay.
Right, so that's a whole discussion they have. They some say that it's not shaykh by them because it only applies to klaf. Some suggest only by klaf. Since sedurim and chumashim don't have klaf, it's not permitted. Others say, no, we are makbid. It is permitted since it's not of cloth, but others argue and say no, it applies even to chumashim and sedurim that don't have cloth. The issur would be the same, and some would be makbid not to have like English translations or even targum in the same chumash because there's going to be targum on one page which is on top of a psukim. That's a discussion they have in the achronim. Now others have another discussion: can you put rishonim on top of a gemara? So can I place a rajba on top of a gemara? And could I place, so some say we're not makbid on this, but if Shlomo Zalman says that Shomrei Torah are makbid, that Rishonim should not be on top of Gemara, and what about Achronim on top of Rishonim? That's also another discussion. So you have every single, you know, tekufa of history debated whether or not you could place one on top of the next. Okay. Really? Oh, interesting. Okay, never heard that. He says that if there's an author written in the Sefer, that downgrades the Kedusha of the Sefer and would not be bechlal this whole discussion. So that's fascinating. Okay?
Great answer. I like that one.
Okay, be anonymous. Okay, Gemara now says, Toshima, Damar Rabba Bar Barchana Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rashbag Lo Yimchar Adam Sefer Torah Yashan Likach Bochadash. You can't sell an old one for a new one. So we have a mefurish statement in the name of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel that you can't sell an old for a new. So Gemara says that's a different story there. That's not a general halacha. That's where there's only one Sefer Torah available. Hasam Mishum Pshusa. There's a concern that if you don't buy, if you sell the old one and you don't buy a new one, the guy's going to be stuck with no other Sefer Torah. So Ki Kamrina, when we're talking about it, is Kigon de Ksiv Umanach Lafruke Mai. Let's say you have the Sefer Torah ready. It's already written. And it's all just a matter of switching them and paying the difference of the price. Is that permitted where there is no chashash of pshiusa? So the Gemara brings a raya. Tashma, damar Rabbi Yochanan, mishum Rabbi Meir, ein mochan sefer Torah ela lumo Torah lisa isha. I mentioned this yesterday. The only heter ever to write to sell a sefer Torah is in order to learn or in order to get married. So we see from here, shma mina Torah b'Torah shaper dami. You could sell to learn, so you could certainly sell one sefer Torah to buy another sefer Torah. Gemara says, what do you mean? What kind of rye? What, sorry?
How for the four cups of wine?
That you cannot sell. Nope.
Possession?
Yeah, seemingly you wouldn't be able to. Even though the Mishnah says, an ani, who even is I feel, I mean, a tamchoy, even then, he needs to make sure to get money for a dakosas. That doesn't mean he's allowed to sell Sefer Torah. That's what it seems like from the simple reading of the Gemara. I think that's a push for Avi Pesachim, right? I think we should learn it after. Okay. Okay.
What's the pshia again? What's the pshia?
You might not, if you sell a Sefer Torah, you might not buy a new one. So the money's now going to go to waste. So here it's already written, so it's fine. Fine. So the Gemara says, so we see that I could sell a Sefer Torah in order to pay for me to learn in Kollel. So therefore, Torah for Torah is permitted. So I could also sell an old Sefer Torah for a new Sefer Torah. So the Gemara says, no. Dilma shiny limud. Maybe it could only be sold for learning, but not for an actual cheftz of a Torah. Because learning shall limud maybe lide maisa. Having a Sefer Torah, that's just an object. I obviously want to learn from it. But to help support me to learn, that's going to lead to maisa, and therefore it's a higher level. And maybe that's permitted, but not for a Sefer Torah would not be permitted. So the Gemara says, Ishanami, Isha as well, because of Lo So Bar La Shavas Yitzara, that because the beginning of procreating and filling up the world with children, which is of course a big mitzvah and discussed in many places in Shas, so that's also permitted because it's a mitzvah gadol. Val Torah B'Torah Lo, when it comes to a regular selling an old Sefer Torah for a new Sefer Torah, there is no raya for this, and it sounds like actually raya, it would not be permitted to do that. Okay, the Gemara now says, Tanir Rabbanan lo yimchor adam sefer Torah. A person cannot sell a sefer Torah. Afa pish eino tzarech lo. Even though he doesn't need it. He's got so many sefer Torah in the Aron. He doesn't need another one. Still, it's never permitted. Al
Kena. Are we done? Is that it? Is that the end?
That's it. We prove there. You can only sell a sefer Torah to marry a woman or to support yourself to learn. Other than that, it's not allowed. So now the Gemara says, even if the person doesn't need the sefer Torah, he's got so many of them. All he needs is one. You don't need a second sefer Torah. So Al Kena Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Afilu Ein Lo Mayochal. Even if the person has nothing to eat, Umacher Sefer Torah, he sells his Sefer Torah. And as a side point, Bitor, he sells his daughter. Eino Roe Simon Bracha Liolam. Says Rashi, that money that he gained from selling it, well, he'll never see any Simon Bracha from that money. So even the person's really desperate, there's no point in ever selling a Sefer Torah, and certainly not of selling one's own daughter. Okay, the Gemara now says the two dots v'chein b'mos rehen. We said in the Mishnah that all the surplus of the sales can only be used for a higher level kedusha. You can't downgrade what that money was used beforehand. So if you, let's say, sell a Sefer Torah and you buy a new one and you have some leftover money, that leftover money must be used for a Sefer Torah as well. It cannot be used for a nach or something lower than that. So Amar Rava comes along and says, Lo shanu ela shemachru v'osiru. It's only true if you sold the Sefer Torah and then you bought a new one and you had some surplus. Aval gavu v'osiru, let's say you collected funds and you had extra in the collecting. The money was never used for anything. I said, I'm collecting for, I want to dedicate a Sefer Torah for Rav Shechter, right? We said before, it's $50,000 to pay for a Sefer Torah, but they're raising $5 million. So that's this case here of gavu v'osiru, why he was trying to collect a lot of money. So they collected. So is that surplus now? Maybe that surplus could only be used to buy another Sefer Torah. So now they're stuck buying 50 Sefer Torah and you can't use the money to support YU. So the Gemara says, Aval gavu v'osiru, that's mutter. That extra money that was collected for the Sefer Torah is mutter to be used for anything else. So asks Eisivei Abai. Abai asks the question, Bamed Dvar Mamur, when is this true? Shelo Hisnu, when you didn't make a condition. We'll see what this is true in just a second. When you didn't make a condition, Aval Hisnu, if you made a condition, Afilo Liduchsusya mutter. We'll see what Duchsusya is in a second, but something not a Kedusha. That's mutter. So we still don't know what's going on just yet. Hey Chidami, what's the case here? Elaim, if Abai is referring to a case, Shemachu Vosiru, that if you sold a Sefer Torah and you have extra money now, so he says, Ki Hisnu, when you make a condition, my Have. Well, what the condition doesn't make a difference. Whenever you have money that was used, that was you sold the Sefer Torah, that money now has a Kedusha of Sefer Torah and you can't use it for anything else, even with the Tanai. So Abai can't be talking about a case of Machru Vosiru, Ella. Abai must be qualifying a case of Shagavu Vosiru. You collected $5 million for a Sefer Torah. That's a lot of money in excess. So Abai says, Taima de Hisnu, only because you made a stipulation that the extra money is being used for other funds. Halo Hisnu, if you didn't make a condition, the money cannot be used for extra funds. So Rava said above, anytime you Gavu Vosiru, even without a Tanai, you could use the money for other things. But Abai says, no, only if you make a condition can you use it for other funds. But if there is no condition made, you can use it for other funds. So the Gemara says, lo. Liolam shemachur v'osir. Really, it's a case where you sold the Sefer Torah and you have money in surplus. V'hachi kamar. What Abai says is, Abai quoting a Braisa, what the Braisa says is, v'hachi kamar. Bamed v'amamur. And when is this true that the extra money of the Sefer Torah cannot be used for anything else other than a Sefer Torah? Shelo hisnu shiva tovi ha'ir b'mayim min ansha ha'ir. If the seven executive board members and the whole kila didn't make it tonight. Aval hisnu shiva tovi ha'ir b'mayim min ansha ha'ir. If they made a condition, so then the surplus of the money you got after selling the Sefer Torah, all that money can be used afilu l'duchsusya nami mutter. That's all permitted. So there's no stira. So the Gemara says, Amr Le'e Abayi, just to review in a second. So again, if a guy collects money and there's extra, that money can, the extra money can be used for anything you want. If you sell something and then there's extra from selling it, so then that extra money cannot be used for anything else unless the Shiva Tovi Ha'ir make a Tanai. So the Gemara now says, Amr Le'e Abayi Lahumir Abanan. He Abayi says to that Tamil Chacham, Davi Misader Masnisa Kamidar of Sheshis. He would review the Brises, the Tanaic statements, in front of Rav Sheshis. So Mishmilacha Mirav Sheshis. So they went over to him. Abai went to this Talmud of Rav Sheshis. Mishmilacha Mirav Sheshis. Did you ever hear Rav Sheshis say, My Duchsusya? Abai didn't know what Duchsusya was. So Amar Lei, so this Talmud says, yeah, Hachi Amar Rav Sheshis. Rav Sheshis says, Parsha Demasa. What's Parsha Demasa? So Rashi explains here that around eight lines up from the bottom, it's B'nei Ha'ir Sochen Adam Rochev Sus. They'd hire a guy who would ride a horse. She'ehelahen Muzuman L'Sholcho. He should always be ready to be a messenger. B'Shlichas L'Moshel Ha'ir Kishitzarchu. When you need him, he's the messenger guy. So that's what so even the money, that leftover money, can be used to hire such an individual, which is, of course, is just a very mundane thing, even though the money was once used for Kedusha, it can now be used for this the Parsha Demasa. So Amar Bai says, after learning this halacha, he made the following statement. Hilkach, therefore, Hait Surba Mirabanan, Deshamle Milsa, Tamil Chacham will hear something, V'lo Yada Perusho, he doesn't know what Pshan is, L'shayle, he should ask Kame Deshchiach, Kame Derabanan, he should ask a Talmud who frequents another Rebbe, D'lo Efsher, D'lo Shmile, Min Gavir Rabba. It's impossible that he didn't hear the answer, meaning, you ask a guy who sat in front of a Rebbe for a long time, and he for sure heard what Pshat was. Okay? Fine. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Meir, B'nei Ha'ir, Shehalchu L'ir Acheres, if a number of people from a city travel to another city, they go to Yerushalayim, let's say, U'paskal Lam Tzedakah. Now they say, everyone who's in shul today, you know, you get stuck in a shul appeal, you happen to be visiting, and everyone who's here today must give $100 to the shul for the appeal. So the halacha is, U'paskal Lam Tzedakah, Nosin, they have to give. You're part of the kila today, you're in that shul. U'kshen Bain, when they come home, Mivin Osayimahim, they can ask the Gabbai Tzedakah. They say, listen, you know I don't daven here regularly, I'm just visiting for Shabbos. Can I have my money back, and that money I have to bring back to the Anim of my city? U'mefarnesin ba'aniyei Iran. And you're allowed to take the money back and give it to the people of your city. Tanin Amihachi, the Brisa says the same halacha, B'nei ha'ir shehalchu l'ir acheres, u'paska le'en tzedakah. No sin, they have to give while they're visiting that city, but Kishen Ban, when they come back, Mivin also Iman, they can take the money back from the Gabbai Tzedakah, and they could give it to their local Tzedakah. The Yachid, Shehalach Li'acheres, Upasko Lav Tzedakah, Tinasin Ani, La'ani Osair. If it's just an individual, as opposed to Bnei Ha'ir, as opposed to a large number of people, if it's just one individual goes to another city, and they say he needs to pay some Tzedakah, then he gives it, and he has to leave the money with that city. So the Gemara says, Rav Huna Gazar, Tanisa al... So we see, by the way, from here, the halacha, which we all know, that Aniye Ircha Kodman. There's a whole hierarchy of who you give money to first, so the city, the people from your city, come before anybody else. And a lot of times they'll come, certainly around Purim time, they'll say, we come from Yerushalayim, Ani Yerushalayim Kodman, which is true if it's between Ani Yerushalayim and Ani LA, let's say. But if it comes within your city and Yerushalayim, Ani Ircha always come first. So they never let them get you on that one. So I need to help my people first, and then I'll help you. If I have extra money, I'll help you afterwards. But first, the people in my city are most important.
Yeah, but which, it really only applies when the whole people from this town, as you can imagine, if they all left town, the whole group of people came from another town, and there's nobody left to help the poor people there. But when an individual comes, it's not. It
no, this is talking about a case of an individual who went to go visit. Not an ani, an individual. I went visiting L.A. I was there the day of the appeal, so I'll give the money
right,
to the appeal.
Only by the individual. Then, but by the individual, they have to leave the money there for the people in the town.
In Echanami, yeah. But that doesn't impact this halacha I'm saying right now. But if ani comes from Yerushalayim, he says ani Yerushalayim Kodman, tell him ani Yircha Kodman. That's really halacha. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, that your city. So this is so true that even if you gave money to another city, you could pull that money out in order to give it to your local tzedakah.
Mishpachas first.
Yeah, Mishpachas first also. Yeah. So Gemara says Rav Huna Gozer Tanisa. Rav Huna was Gozer Tainis, and all the Gavi Rav Chana Bar Chanilai. The Chol Bnei Masya, and Rabbi Chana and the entire city came with him, and Ramu Elayu Tzedakah. And since it was a Tainis, so we know there's a big Indian of giving Tzedakah on the day of a Tainis Tzibur. That's the Gemara of Brachos says that Agra the Tanisa Tzedakah, the schar one gets in fasting is not for the fasting, the schar one gets is for the Tzedakah he gives on a Tainis. So Rav Chana got stuck in the city of Rav Huna the day of a fast. So he said, all you guys need to give Tzedakah. The Yahiv, and they gave the money to Tzedakah. Kibay lemei say when they wanted to leave Amrulei they said to Rav Huna no sfeilan mar v'nizel give us the money back v'nizel v'nefarnes ba'aniim awesome we need to support the aniim of our city Amrulehu so Rav Huna says to them wait a second Tanina the Mishnah tells us ba'med v'amamun when is this true that we have to give you the money back kishein sham when there is no chaver ha'ir when there's no tam l'chacham says Rashi. Because you don't know who's in the local city who's going to be involved there. So you give money to some random Gabbai Tzedakah, you can ask for the money back. If there's a Tam Chacham in the city, and Rav Huna was the one apparently who was overseeing it, then Tinase the Chavir, you give it to the Chavir Harir, and you can't take it out of his hands. If a Kol Shekin, certainly, the Nie Didi Vididcha Alai Smichi. And certainly when the Anim of the city and my city are all dependent on me. Apparently Rav Huna was the Gabbai Tzedakah of the city they were in, and even Rabbi Chanai city from elsewhere. Rav Huna was the Gabbai Tzedakah, he was the global Gabbai Tzedakah, so therefore Rav Huna had full rights to hold on to the money, and he did not return the money to them. Okay. The Mishnah now tells us, Masnisin, Ein mochen es shel rabim liyachin mipnei shem maridin osa mikdushaso, divrei Rabbi Meir. You can't sell a shoe that's owned by the rabim to an individual to have exclusive ownership because Rabbi Meir holds that's considered a downgrade of kedusha. Amrulo, the chachamim respond to him, imkein af lo meir gedola liyaktana. So then you shouldn't sell the rights of a city, of a shul, from a large city to a small city. Anytime you're going to downsize in quantity, is that considered a downgrade in kedusha? Not necessarily. So the chacham argue. So Shafik Karmile Rabban and the Rabbi Meir. Rabban had a good response. It's not a downgrade of quantity. Kedusha is defined by the use, the tashmish, not about who owns it. So Rabbi Meir, Meir Gedola Lir Katana, Meikara Kedusha, Hashanami Kedusha. So Rabbi Meir says no. A shul of many people and a shul of less people, they'd say it has the same kedusha. That doesn't change. But be rabim leyachid leka kedusha. When it goes from rabim to an individual, there is no kedusha. And look what Rashi says. Why not? Because leka kedusha she'ein omrim davar sheba kedusha pachos me'asara. The assumption is not who owns it, but who's using it. He's selling it to one guy to have this shul as his base medrash, his personal base medrash now. And there's no longer going to be a minyan anymore. So even though he's going to daven there, be yechidus, it no longer is going to have davar sheba kedusha, and that's why it's considered a downgrade. So the rabbanan say, if you're so concerned with davening b'tzibur or not b'tzibur, which of course is a wonderful thing, but still, that's not ma'akev anything. So then, So there's also a concept of having 100 people versus davening with 1,000 people. The more, the better. So there, it's just like the tzibur, going from yachad to tzibur isn't such a great downgrade. So too, going from many to less is not considered such a great downgrade. And therefore, Rabban allows one to sell from a rabim to a yachad. Okay, Gemara now says, Ein mochen beis knesses ela al tanai. A person sells a shul, he must make a tanai. Shem yirtzu yachziru divrei Rabbi Meir. That you always have an option to buy back that shul if you want. I'll sell it to you temporarily, but if I get the money, I could buy it back. You need to give me that option. And that sheet that's Rabbi Meir. Chachamim omrim, mochen osa mem char olam. You could sell it to, as a sale forever without having such an option. Chutz me'arba dvarim. You can't sell it for four purposes. You can't sell it to a merchat, as a bathhouse. You can't sell a bursiki, a tanning house. The tefila, a base tefila, to going to the mikvah. Ula base amayim, which Rashi says either means a laundromat or it means a bathroom. So those are four things you can't sell it for. But other than that, you could sell liol. There's no need for a tanai. And Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mochen osal l'shem chatzer, v'halokech mashir to yasser. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there's a way around it. Sell as a chatzer. From my perspective, I did what I needed to do. You told me it's going to be used as a chatzer. Fine, the deal done. Now you take it and do it what you want. I have nothing to do with it anymore. I'm out of the picture. That's up to you. And it seems that that person, the lokech, may do whatever he wants with it. So the Gemara now says, Ulu Rabbi Meir, hechi dairu bay. The I think it's a building. Good question. Yeah, good question. I'm not sure. I understood it to be the building. I wonder if it's the property itself also. Anyone see anything on this? Nothing.
If they take down the building, then they could use the property for whatever they want. But if they leave. But if you can't, then even if they take down the building, your property still can't be used for anything.
So there's a big nafkamina. I think it's the building, but I don't know for sure. Okay. Sarachin. Fine. The Gemara says, Ulu Rabbi Meir. Now, Rabbi Meir was the one who says that whenever you sell a shul, you have to put in the agreement that there is a option to buy it back. So, Ulu Rabbi Meir, Heichi Dairbe, Hahavi Le Ribis. How could you live there because it's going to be Ribis? So now just pay attention to the Ribis here. Right. So what happens is, so let's say you sell me the property. So in essence...
But he maintains an option to buy it back for the same price at any time.
Right. So now I gave you $1 million for the property, let's say. Okay. Now, now in the end, I want it back. So now you return the money back to me, $1 million. So you loaned, you borrowed money from me. And wait, we'll say it one more time. I lent you money. And by buying it, I gave you money. I'm lending you money, in essence. And then you bought it back. You returned the money back to me. So I gained interest by living in that facility for those weeks, years, months, whatever they are. That's ribbis. I'm getting an additional hana on top of the loan that I gave you.
Right, so
that's
you know,
it's a ribbis.
It's like if you also
right, so yeah, so this, I won't get too outside of the box right now, but that's the case here. I'm on top of that loan. I'm getting $1 million back when you buy back that property. That is going to be interest of me living there during those that period of time. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Meir, Bishitas Rabbi Yehuda Amra. Rabbi Meir is working within Rabbi Yehuda. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? Damar Tzad Echad Beribis Mota. He holds that Tzad Echad Beribis is permitted. That means what? That Ribis is only usher when there's a Vadai Ribis, where I make a loan. Forget a sale. I loan money to you on interest. You have Vadai pay me interest. That's when it's usher. But when it's only dependent on an option, if you never decide to buy back the shul, so it becomes a mechira, and then I own it and I live here, then even if you were to return back the money, that won't be ribis. Ribis is only, according to Yehuda, where there's one avenue. The avenue is, there's a loan plus interest. If there's two options, one way I could take is make it into a loan, even though there'll be interest, but there's another option that I could just leave it as a sale, as long as there's another option, even if you do take the avenue of the interest, that will not be a violation of ribis. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's shita, and Rabbi Meir is working within that shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So how do we know this? So the Gemara says, the Tanya, there's a brisa that says Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Harei shaya noshe b'chavei romana. Guy, I want $100 that you owe me. V'asalo sadeu, mecher. So you say, no, hold on to the field. Give me the field that's collateral. So bizman shemocher ochel peros mutter. So you are the mocher. You gave me the field. So you're the lover. The lova is allowed to eat in the field. Because the lova, there's no interest when the lova eats. It's only when the malva, when the bank is getting a hana, that's interest. When the lova gets hana, there's no interest from the lova's perspective. So if the mocher slash lova, if he's eating on the property that he gave me as a mashkon, that's all mutter. But if the lokeach, if I who just took or bought the land, I lent you money. I'm the bank. You owe me money. So if while you gave me this as a mashkon, I'm eating on this property, and then you pay me the loan back, that eating the property is going to be ribis. So lokeach ochel peros, that's aser, that's according to the Tana Kama. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilu lokeach ochel peros, no, even the buyer, me, the bank, who I just took this property, I'm allowed to eat on that property, even though you're going to return money back to me later on, and the eating of the peros will appear like ribis, it's mutter. Because Rabbi Huda holds, if there's tzad echad, ribis mutter. If there's an option where it won't be a situation of alone, then this whole deal is permitted. Rabbi Huda says, Ma'isa bebaitus ben zonan, an individual, she'asa sadeu mecha al pi Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, v'lokeach ocha peros haya. So that was my mamash the case here. The ma'isa was that the lokeach, who is the bank, was eating the fruit on the property. Even though later on you return the money to me, that fruit that I was eating is not considered ribis. That is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. So they respond back, Amru lo, misham raya. From that case you bring a raya, mocher ochel peris. You got the whole thing, hayav, lo lokeach. It wasn't that the lokeach slash malva was eating the fruit. No, that would be nitzer ribis. It was where the mocher, where you were eating the property, eating the fruit on the property, and that for sure isn't a ribis. It's a ribis. My benai, what's enough? Kamina, like we just said again, tzad echad beribis ike benai. That's enough kamina. Mar sarvar, tzad echad beribis mutter. Rabbi Huda holds, if there's only one way that's going to lead to ribis, but there's another way that would not lead to ribis, that whole agreement is completely mutter. But mar sarvar, the chachamim hold, tzad echad beribis aser. If there's one avenue, even though it's only one of the two options, but as long as there is one option that can lead to ribis, then it will be a violation of ribis. Comes along Rava Amar Dechuli Alma Tzad Echad Beribis Aser. No, everybody agrees. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if there is an option, if there's an avenue you could take, it will be Ribis. It's always going to be Aser. So what's the Machlokes? Hacha Ribis Almanas Lahachsir Ike Benayim. If there's Ribis that's going to be returned, will that be Aser? So one opinion holds Mar Saver Ribis Almanas Lahachsir Mutter Mar Saver Aser. So if I, let's say, we have a deal. It's a little complicated now, but we have a deal. And let's say the sale goes through, the sale is final. But let's say we say that if you decide to return the money back to me, so I'll give you the field back, so it's simply a loan. So any fruit that I ate on the property was ribis, I need to return the ribis back to you. So by me returning that ribis, according to Rabbi Huda, that's permitted. As long as I return the interest, it was the whole thing, the whole deal was okay. But according to Tanna Kamma, no. Even if I do return the ribis back to you and all that fruit, since initially when I was eating, it was betaris ribis, returning it won't help the matter, and it was usher from the outset. That's the complicated case. Okay, let's move on back to easier stuff. Okay, the Gemara now says, Chachamim omrim mochen osa memkar olam. A person can sell a shul for whatever he wants. It doesn't have to build an option inside. So Amar Rabbi Huda, Amar Shmuel, Mutter la'adam lahashin maim besoch dal amos shel tefila. A person is allowed to go to the bathroom within dal amos of davening. Sounds like right now Rashi says it's referring to l'achar zman, after 4 amos, the amount of time it takes to walk 4 amos, let's say 3 seconds. So a person, he davens, he waits 3 seconds, and he could use the bathroom. So Amar of Yosef, my kamash blan, what's he teaching us? It's a tanina. We have a first mishnah. The Rabbi Huda Omer, mochrin osal l'shum chatzir v'lokeach mashir tzayase. That you could sell it as a chatzir, and then you could use it whatever you want afterwards, that makom tefillah, even as a bathroom. Vafilu Rabbanan Lokamri, and even the Rabbanan, who argue, say you can't sell it as a bathroom, Lokamri, they only say Ella Beis Knesses de Kaviyah Kedushasa. Only a shul that was a real Kedusha is it also to use as a bathroom. Aval Dal Amos de Lokfiyah Kedushasai Lo. A guy was just davening off to the side somewhere, there was no Makum Kedusha, he just davened, there would be no Isser, and even Rabbanan would agree. So this is such a Pasha Din that Shmuel is teaching us. Okay, so either way, that's the Din. So Tani Kamei de Rav Nachman, they taught the halacha in front of Rav Nachman. Hamispalel Marchik Dal Amos Mashin. A person who davens should walk 4 amos away from where he went, where he davened, and go to the bathroom there, and vice versa as well. Hamashin, person who goes to the bathroom, should Marchik Dal Amos, should distance himself 4 amos from where he went to the bathroom, and mispalel. So Amrle, so they say back to him. So Rav Nachman says back, Bisham, I understand Hamashin, Marchik Dal Amos, Mispal. I understand the case. The guy goes to the bathroom, so then he should step away 4 amos before davening, because Tanina, Kama Yarchik Mehen, Minatsoa, Dal Amos. How far do you have to be from Meir Gleim and Soa? You need to be Dal Amos away. So that's, we understand that halacha, about going to the bathroom and then walking away 4 amos. Ela Mispal, Marchik Dal Amos, Hamashin Lamali. The guy davens and he's done davening, so why do you have to walk 4 amos away from where you davened? Ihachi, if that's the case, if we're concerned that every place where a person davens becomes a makam kedusha, ihachi kedashtinu lechulu shvile din harda. That means every little pathway in harda, someone davened there at some point in history. It's all full of kedusha. That means you can't go to the bathroom in any of these fields and pathways. Certainly not. So the Gemara says, Tani Yishe. No, you could, the guy davens off to the side, you can go to the bathroom in that area where you just davened, you just need to wait 4 amos of seconds. You don't have to walk away, but you count 3 seconds, the time it takes to walk down amos, and you could go to the bathroom, mamish, where you just davened. So the Gemara says, Bishma, I understand, if a mash and a guy urinates, so that makes sense, yeshe, you should wait, kidei hilich dal amos, mishim nitotzot, in case there's any merig line left over, ella, mispalel, guy who davens, yeshe, kidei hilich dal amos, lomoli. If we're saying now, the dal amos is not about separating a distance, rather it's separating in time, so after a guy davens, so why can't he just use the bathroom right there? Why does he have to wait 4 seconds before going to the bathroom? So the answer is Amar Vashi Shekol Davar Dal Amos Tfilaso Sedur Mepiv. 4 seconds after a person is davening, the tefillah is still on his lips. The Rachushe Marchishin Svavase, that his lips are still mumbling the words of tefillah, but after 4 amos, the amount of time it takes to walk Dal Amos, he's no longer whispering the tefillah, and then he's allowed to go into the bathroom, even in that very place where he just stood davening Shemoneh Esrei. Gemara Netza Zalfin Simon. We're getting to the sugyas of the various reasons why number of the great Amoraim and Tanaim lived many years. So Shalu Tamidav es Rabbi Zakkai b'maharachti yamim. They asked Rabbi Zakkai, what did you do to deserve such a long life? And Amar Lehem, he says, all my days, lo ishtanti mayim besoch dal amos shal tefila. Never did I go to the bathroom within the dal amos of my tefila. Mestam, he referring to a few seconds of davening, he would wait at least a few seconds. Lo kanisi shem lechaverai, nor would I call my friend any name. Now there's an important tosfos here. Lo kanisi shem lechaverai. Mikey, no laughing here. Afilu kinoi de lo have a genai. Even a kinoi that's not a genai, even that's not a disgraceful name, even just stam a nickname, calling someone a nickname, that too is a praiseworthy to call everybody by their real name, the actual name, what they want.
Which tosfos is that?
Tosfos of lo kanisi. And then he says, "Vaha damrina." The Gemara Baba Metzia tells us that the hamechane shem lechaveru ein lo chelag liom haba. A person who gives his friend a nickname, he doesn't get olm haba. Hainu bekino shabakama mishpacha. That's where you make fun of the guy's family. You call a guy a mamzer. Let's say you're making fun of the family. That's the type of nickname a guy doesn't get olm haba for. For a stam nickname, that's it's a midas chasidus to avoid calling people's nicknames, and that's what the Rabbi Zakkai attributed his long life to. V'lo bitalti kiddush hayom. Never did I ever miss kiddush hayom, which is something that we can appreciate. Of course, we take this for granted, but he never missed kiddush on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So ima zakena hayisali. I had an older mother. My mother was very old. And pam achas one time machra kiba shibarosha. She sold her head covering v'avili kiddush hayom in order to bring me wine for kiddush. Tana, the Brisa says, Kishimesa, when his mother died, Hinichalo, she left over for him, Shlosh Meos Garve Yain, a lot of 300 amounts of wine. And Kishimesu, when Reb Zakkai himself died, Hinich Levanov, he left over for his children, Shlosh Alofim Garve Yain, 3,000 amounts of wine. So Rav Huna have Asar Risa, Kai Kame Dirav. Rav Huna had some interesting type of belt. It wasn't a typical belt he had. Made of meshi of some sort. And you're standing, what do they say it is?
Grass.
Okay. And you're standing in front of Rav. So Rav says, I'm really my high. You know, what are you wearing something so strange? We'd like to have some normal clothing here. It's a grass reed you're wearing around. I'm really lo havali kiddusha. I didn't have kiddush. And meshachante lahaminai. I had given my belt as a mashkon in order to vasi by kiddusha. And they gave me wine. So I owe them money. So they're holding on to my belt as a collateral. So that's why I have this belt. So Amalei, so Rav gives him a bracha. Yiru'u de titum b'sirai, that you should be a zocha to be surrounded in silk garments. So ki ichlal Rabba b'reid Rav Huna. So then Rav Huna went along. He was marrying off his son Rabba. And inish gutahave. Rav Huna was a very short man. And gana apuri, he was lying down on the bed. And asin bonse v'kalse, his daughters and daughter-in-laws came into the room. And they didn't notice he was there because he was very short. And Shalchan v'shadion minayu alayo, they removed their clothing and threw it on top of him. Adaditim v'shirai, he was covered in silk. He was covered in silk, and the bracha Rav came true. So Rav heard about this, that the bracha came through. V'ikbar, he got very upset at Rav Huna, and Amr, my time alone, Amrsli, why didn't you tell me, kivirachticha, when I blessed you, v'chein lamar? My bracha worked. Had you said v'chein lamar to me, the bracha would have worked to me as well. I missed out this opportunity of becoming very wealthy. That's a very strange gemara because Rav Huna wasn't given the silk. He was just covered in silk for a few seconds until he finally started screaming, I'm being covered, I need to breathe. So he wasn't zocha in the silk here.
It says because he was able to buy the silk for his family members, so that's why he was rich.
Ah, so for his daughters and granddaughters. I got you. Okay. Very good. Gemara now says the last few lines, and we'll stop here. Shalu Tamidov as Rabbi Eliezer ben Shmua b'meharachta yamim. What did you do, Rabbi Eliezer, to deserve such a long life? Amar Lahem, he says, Miyam I lo asisa kapandri lebeis knesses. Never did I ever use a shul as a shortcut. And v'lo pasati aroshe am kadosh. Never did I walk on the head of the Tamidim. What that means is that Rashi explains here, kishayu atamidim beis hamedrash al gavi karka. They'd be learning on the floor. Ha'olech al-gavei misibasan li'eshev l'mekoma, when he'd walk to his area to sit down, near a kiposeah rosh ha'am. Now he's standing, everybody is sitting, it looks like he's stepping on their heads, so I guess he walked around the area in order to avoid giving such an impression of gaiva, making them feel like they're nothing. So that was another midah that he did. And then finally, v'lo nasasi kapai b'lo bracha, never did I ever say birchas kohanim without ever saying a bracha. And again, the mefarshim trying to figure out what's the greatness in that. Why that's such a mila for. But I don't remember what they all say about this, but there's a discussion here about that. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.